Chronic wasting disease, or CWD, affects the brain tissue of deer and elk. Sponge-like holes form in the brains of sick animals. The deer begin to waste away, become weak, and then die. Since CWD was discovered in Colorado nearly 40 years ago, wild deer in 9 other states have tested positive for the disease. Little is known about CWD, including how to stop it. What scientists do know is that the infectious proteins called prions, thought to cause CWD, are found in the brain and spinal cord areas of infected animals. But officials still don't have the answer to the big question. Judd Aiken is a professor of animal health and biomedical sciences at the University of Wisconsin.
The ultimate question is whether venison from infected animals, CWD-infected deer, poses a risk to humans. Clearly, the first question that needed to be asked and addressed was whether there was infectivity in muscle.
Recent findings say there is. Researchers at the University of Kentucky injected muscle from an infected deer into the brains of genetically altered mice. The mice displayed signs of CWD. This is the first time the infectious proteins blamed for CWD have been found in deer meat. The finding raises questions about whether eating venison is safe. Researchers, including Aiken, say the study is important but has limits. For example, he says it doesn't replicate what would happen in real life. Plus, he says it's probably unlikely humans can even get CWD. He says studies suggest it's difficult for the disease to jump to other species. Still, he urges caution. He says hunters should get the animal tested before they eat deer from an area where CWD has been found.
I in no way can advocate the consumption of infected deer, and indeed I would suggest, due to the limitations of the CW tests, I don't advocate the consumption of deer obtained from a CWD endemic area.
Even if the test comes back negative. Aiken says a negative result isn't always accurate, and infected animals in the beginning stages of the disease can look and act normal. John White is a deer hunter from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. He's in the hunting section of a nearby sporting goods store. White isn't too concerned about chronic wasting disease.
Not a whole lot of people are worried about it. I mean, when it first came out, some people were a little bit leery about it and didn't want to hunt that year, but I mean, they kind of got over it. I'm not really worried about it being in the meat at all, because by the time the test comes back, I'll probably have the deer eaten already, and then it's already too late.
State wildlife officials say that's not a good idea. They recommend that if you hunt deer in areas where the disease has been found, get the deer tested before eating it. That message hasn't changed since learning the prions could be in the meat. Some argue it should change. John Stauber is with a government watchdog group in Wisconsin and is co-author of Mad Cow USA, Could the Nightmare Happen Here? He says officials are keeping quiet about the risk of CWD so they don't lose revenue from hunting licenses. A large portion of state conservation agency budgets are dependent on fees from hunting licenses. He says all deer that die should be tested for the disease. Stauber also says CWD is a major human health concern.
The biggest risk might not be the people who die from eating venison, but rather the people who would die from the contamination of the blood supply. This is a problem that would unfold not in days or months or years, but even over decades.
Stauber says it's just a matter of time before chronic wasting disease spreads to people. He says some might even have the disease already and not know it. But researchers like Judd Aiken from the University of Wisconsin say people shouldn't overreact.
People should be concerned, but I don't want people to panic either. If you've consumed CWD or think you may have consumed venison from infected animals, I don't think it's likely that you'll ever develop a human prion disease.
But Aiken says there's too much we don't know about the disease. And since studies can take years to complete, we might be in the dark for a while longer. For the GLRC, I'm Christina Shockley.